Community property 1.xxxx.source. Presumption. Actions. Disposition. Community property. California is a community property.cp state. All property acquired during marriage is community property. Separate property.sp includes property owned before marriage, property acquired by gift, will, or inheritance during marriage, rents, issues, and profits from SP, and earnings after separation. Characterization of property as either CP or SP depends on 1. The source of the property, point 2. Any legal presumption affecting the property, and point 3. Any actions of the parties that may have changed the character of the property. With these principles in mind, each item of property will be analyzed. The Czechs oil stock. Source. In 2007, while married to Hank.H., Wendy.W. inherited $150,000. Wendy used the $150,000 inheritance to purchase $50,000 of Czechs oil stock and a $100,000 restaurant. Thus, the source of the Czechs oil stock was W's inheritance, which is W's SP, presumptions. All property acquired during marriage is presumed CP. This presumption can be rebutted by tracing to a SP source or by an agreement to the writing to the contrary. Here, W can trace the $50,000 used for acquisition of the Czech stock to her $150,000 inheritance. W's inheritance is her SP. Thus, the general CP presumption is rebutted by tracing the funds used to purchase the stock to a SP source, the inheritance. Actions. The only action taken by the parties with respect to the Czech stock was to pledge it as collateral for the loan to build the rental property. Parties may transmute property from SP to CP and vice versa, which is a change in character of the property. After 1/1/1985, any transmutation must be in writing, clearly state the change in character of the property, and be signed by the spouse whose interest is adversely affected. Here, there was no agreement between H and W that the Czech stock be transmuted from W's SP to CP. The fact that the bank required H and W to pledge the Czech stock as collateral for the bank loan to build the rental property is not sufficient evidence of a transmutation because it does not state any intent that W is transmuting her SP to CP. Thus, the pledging of the Czech stock as collateral does not change the character of the stock. Disposition. Because the stock can be traced to a SP source, the general CP presumption is rebutted, and has had no change in character, the Czech stock is W's SP. Now that H and W are seeking dissolution of their marriage, the Czech stock will be awarded solely to her SP. Issue. Identifying community property essay questions. Rule. Parties in fact pattern are identified as H, Usband and W, Efed. E.g., Herb and Wendy, Hank and Wilma. Question always ends, answer according to California law, story starts with H and M married and domiciled in CA except where otherwise noted always write at the beginning of the essay as a premise. Rule. In California, all property acquired during marriage is community property.cp, while property acquired before marriage or after permanent separation, or by gift or inheritance, is separate property.sp. The characterization of an asset as CP or SP depends on three factors. Point 1. The source of the item, point 2. Actions of the parties that may have altered the character of the item, and point 3. Any statutory presumptions affecting the item. Issue. Separate property.sp. Rule. Property point 1. Owned by either spouse before marriage, point 2. Acquired during marriage by gift, will, or inheritance, point 3. Acquired during marriage with the expenditure of separate funds, or point 4. The rents, issue, and profits derived from separate property.issue. Community property.cp. Rule. Property, other than separate property, acquired by either spouse during marriage. Community presumption, all assets acquired during the marriage are presumptively community property. Absent a showing of the party's agreement or that title was taken in a form that overcomes the community presumption, the burden of proof that a particular asset is separate property is on the party so contending. Issue. How about properties of domestic partners? Rule. As of 2004, the community property system applies to registered domestic partners upon filing a declaration of domestic partnership with the Secretary of State, retroactive to January 1, 2000. It is available only to .1. Same-sex couples and .2. Elderly opposite-sex couples receiving Social Security benefits. However, same-sex couples lawfully married after in remarriage cases .2008. But before the effective date of Proposition 8. November 5, 2008. May claim community property rights as spouses, not as domestic partners. In remarriage cases, the California Supreme Court held that the CA Family Code section providing that only a marriage between a man and a woman is valid or recognized in CA was unconstitutional under CA state constitution. Subsequently, the voters approved Proposition 8, amending the CA constitution to provide that only marriage between a man and a woman is valid or recognized in CA. In Strauss v. Horton .2008, the California Supreme Court held that Prop 8 was a permissible constitutional amendment, but that it could not be applied retroactively to invalidate lawful marriage of same-sex couples contracted prior to the effective date of Prop 8, November 5, 2008. Issue. When does the economic community end? E.g. 1. Properties acquired after the economic community ends but before divorce filing? E.g. 2. H leaves W and moves in with his girlfriend. H and the girlfriend set up housekeeping on a houseboat. Thereafter, H never had sex with W. But H occasionally went home to eat with W and the kids, took W to dinner on several occasions, took W along to medical association meetings, and regularly took his laundry home. Rule. The economic community ends when .1. Permanent physical separation and .2. Intent not to resume the marital relation. Only one spouse's intent is sufficient. E.g. 2. H and W had maintained the facade of marriage. Therefore, either party does not show the intent of not to resume marital relation. Therefore, until divorce filed, earnings are CP. Issue. What happens for CP not divided on divorce? E.g. During marriage to H, W wrote a book published. The book was not mentioned in the divorce proceeding. After divorce, W receives royalty payment. CP? SP. Rule. For CP not divided on divorce, the court retains continuing jurisdiction to award CP that was not previously adjudicated, and on motion the omitted or unadjudicated CP will be divided 50-50 unless the court finds that the interests of justice require an unequal division, e.g. the copyright and all royalty payments were CP. Note, if W wrote the book before marriage, royalty payments would be SP even if received during the marriage. Issue. How is CP handled on divorce? Rule. Absent a property settlement agreement, all CP must be divided equally. 50-50. Disparity in earning power can be considered only as to spousal support. Alimony. And child support. Issue. Can courts make non pro rata division of CP? E.g. 1. Divide the tangible property equally. 10,000 each, award the house $300,000. And a part of securities $100,000. To W and another part of securities $400,000. To H. Is this proper? 2. Examples of exception. Rule. As a general rule, each and every community asset and liability must be divided literally 50-50, unless economic circumstances exception or statutory exception applies. E.g. 1. Generally, no economic circumstances exception, if economic circumstances warrant awarding certain assets wholly to one spouse. And each spouse ends up with 50% of all CP in terms of total economic value. Courts could make non pro rata division, giving particular asset wholly to one spouse and cash out other spouse with other assets, with each spouse getting 50% of total value. E.g. 2. Point 1. Family residence and loss of family home would uproot couple's minor children. 2. Closely held corporation, all 100 shares of closely held corporation are CP, W is CEO of corporation. Point 3. Pension, awarding all of H's pension to H, other assets to W, so they can go their separate ways. Statutory exceptions to equal division on divorce rule, with one spouse ending up with more than 50% of total value. Point 1. One spouse misappropriates CP, whether before or during pendency of divorce. 2. One spouse has incurred educational debts, treated separately as separately incurred debt. 3. One spouse incurred tort liability not based on activity for benefit of the community. 4. Personal injury award is CP but on divorce is awarded to injured spouse. Unless interest of justice require otherwise. 5. Negative community, community liabilities exceed assets, relative ability of spouse to pay debt is considered. Concern is protect creditors. Issue. What rules govern lifetime and testamentary gifts of CP? E.g. unbeknownst to W, H gives stock.CP to his brother B. When W finds out about the gift, what are her options? Rule. Neither spouse can make a gift of CP without the other spouse's written consent, e.g. W can set aside the gift in its entirety. Alternatively, on divorce, W can take equal offsetting CP assets to recover her 1/2 CP. If W only learns about the gift after H's death, W can set aside the gift as to her half CP. W's recovery will be from either the donee.B or H's estate, whichever is easiest. The same result would apply if H, the insured under a CP life insurance policy, names a third party as a beneficiary. W can recover 1/2 CP from either the beneficiary or H's estate. Only exception to party not being able to give CP away is when U.S. government saving bonds are involved. There is federal preemption. E.g. if H uses $20,000 CP to buy U.S. Series EE savings bonds in the name of H, payable on death to B, W cannot recover her 1/2 community interest in bonds. Issue. Does one spouse have testamentary power to devise the entire interest in CP to third party? E.g. H buys X land $100,000 with community funds and the deed conveying X names H as grantee. Then H dies leaving a will that says 1. I devise fee simple title to Y. 2. I give all the rest of my property to my wife W. H and W own other CP worth $400,000. Rule. No, each spouse has the power of testamentary disposition over all of his SP, but only over 1/2 of the CP, e.g. H had no power to devise full fee simple title of X. However, W has to elect whether to take under the will or take against the will. Widow's election will, W cannot read the will selectively. Take the residuary estate under 2, but I protest the gift in 1. Rather, she has to read all of the will or take against the will. E.g. if W elects to take under the will, she will take 1/2 of H's CP other than X, $200,000, but she has to allow the will to operate to devise X to Y. She will wind up with $400,000 that her 1/2 CP other than X, $200,000. Plus H's CP other than X, $200,000. If W takes against the will, she can get 1/2 CP in X, but she then must relinquish all testamentary gifts in her favor. She will wind up with $250,000 that her 1/2 CP other than X, $200,000. Plus 1/2 X, $50,000. Issue. What rules govern acquisitions on credit during the marriage? E.g. 1. H buys a land for cash with a loan from bank. At the bank's insistence, W signs the note for the loan along with H. The deed to the land names H as the grantee. What would be the result if the lender was primarily relying on H or W's general standing in the community, or was relying primarily on H's personal creditworthiness or reputation? E.g. 2. What would be the result if the loan was secured by a mortgage on land which H owns as his SP? Rule. Because there is the community credit presumption, funds borrowed during marriage and goods purchased during marriage are presumptively community credit. However, borrowed funds and credit purchases are classified according to the primary intent of the lender. Need to look at where the lender is looking for satisfaction of the debt. E.g. 1, the note would be a CP obligation, and the land would be CP. E.g. 2. The note would likely be a SP obligation, the lot would be SP. However, still could be shown that bank was primarily looking to H's credit standing. Which is community asset, in which case the note and lot would be CP. Issue. Fiduciary duty between spouses. Rule. Spouses are subject to fiduciary duties that arise from their confidential relationship, imposing a duty of the highest good faith and fair dealing with each other. If one spouse gains an advantage from a transaction, a presumption of undue influence arises. That spouse has the burden of proof to show she did not breach her fiduciary duty. Under a 2002 statute, a grossly negligent and reckless investment of community funds is a breach of a spouse's fiduciary duty. E.g., if H invests community funds in X Inc., a startup company with a surefire formula to turn lead into gold, it would be a presumptive breach of the H's fiduciary duty. Altering the character of assets by agreement. Rule. Absent any contrary agreement, the statutory definition of SP and CP controls. But CA has always allowed the parties to opt out of the CP and SP characterization by agreement, either as to particular assets or as to all acquisitions. These agreements can be made before the marriage and thus governed by the Uniform Premarital Agreement Act. Or be made during the marriage. When by agreement during the marriage the character of an asset is changed, this result in a transmutation. It can be made by gift or by agreement. Unlike most contracts, no consideration is required for either a premarital agreement or for a transmutation during marriage. Issue. Premarital agreements, e.g. 1. To induce W to marry him, H orally agrees to name her as beneficiary of his $100,000 life insurance policy. The parties marry and H changes the beneficiary designation to make W the beneficiary. Later, H changed his policy to make X the beneficiary. H dies. Can W sue X by offering proof of the oral agreement? E.g. 2, W executes a will leaving all of her property to X, W later meets H, H agrees that if W marries him, he will make no claim against W's estate at the time of W's death. They marry. W dies and H brings a claim for his share of the will against W's estate. Rule. As a general rule, premarital agreements must be in writing, signed by both parties. Oral agreements are invalid, unless point 1. Oral agreement is executed. Fully performed. Or point 2. Estoppel based on detrimental reliance. E.g. 1, marrying H in reliance on the agreement is not sufficient performance of the oral contract to make it an exception. 1, to the writing requirement because that would eliminate the writing requirement in every case. However, evidence of H's action, naming her as beneficiary, H did what he promised and acted consistent with the existence of a contract, which substitute for requirement of writing. E.g. 2, in probate court, when evidence of H's oral promise is offered by independent witnesses, the evidence is admissible because W relied on H's promise, and he is now estopped from asserting the writing requirement. Exception point 2. In a premarital agreement, parties can agree to just about anything, except agree to limit either party's contribution to furnish child support. This is prohibited by statute. E.g. parties can agree that after marriage, each party's salary and wages will be that party's SP, that neither will claim a family allowance in other's estate, that an agreement will govern disposition of property on separation, divorce, or death. Issue. Defenses to enforcement of a premarital agreement. Rule. Point 1. Not signed voluntarily, background. In Marriage of Bonds point 2000, the court held agreement enforceable that it was an informal wedding and W could have postponed it if she wanted attorney to review the agreement. It would have been different if she was presented with take it or leave it agreement 30 minutes before formal wedding. 2001 statute, a premarital agreement shall be deemed not voluntary and thus unenforceable. Unless court finds that party challenging agreement point 1. Was represented by independent legal counsel at time agreement signed or waived in separate writing, point 2. Was given at least 7 days to sign, and 3. If not represented by independent counsel, was fully informed in writing in language in which party proficient. Of terms and basic effect of agreement. Party must execute document declaring that they got information and identifying who provided it. Point 2. Unconscionability point 1. Spousal support, background. In Pendleton v. Fireman point 2000, the California Supreme Court held that right to spousal support can be waived or modified in premarital agreement. CA Legislature point 2001, provision in premarital agreement regarding spousal support is unenforceable if a party challenging was not represented by independent legal counsel at time signed, or B. Provision is unconscionable at time of enforcement. Even if party represented by independent legal counsel. Point 2. Anything else, agreement unenforceable if unconscionable when made and a. No full and fair disclosure of other parties' property or financial obligations, b. Right to disclosure not waived in writing, and c. Party challenging had no adequate knowledge of other parties' property or financial circumstances. By statute, unconscionability is a matter of law to be decided by the court, not a question for the jury. Issue. Marital agreement. Transmutations. E.g. 1. H owns X stock. W owns Y stock. H says, I think it would be a good idea for all of our stock to be owned as CP. W says, great. E.g. 2. H executes will that says, I own no SP. All of my property is CP of my wife and me. Hand W get divorced. In proceedings, H claims that some of his assets are SP. W procures copy of H's will, saying it shows a transmutation. Is H's will admissible as evidence of a written transmutation agreement? Rule. Before 1985, oral transmutations were permitted, whether by express agreement or agreement in fact. After 1985, must be point 1. In writing, point 2. Signed by spouse whose interest is adversely affected, and point 3. Must explicitly state that a change in ownership is being made. This rule is applicable to all transmutations. SP into CP, CP into SP, one spouse's SP into other spouse's SP, usual exceptions to the writing requirement under statute of frauds. Example: estoppel, partial performance. Do not apply. Only exception is gifts of tangible property of personal nature, e.g., inherited jewelry. Which are not substantial in value taking into account the circumstances of the marriage. E.g. 1. If conversation took place in 1984, valid oral transmutation agreement and all stock is CP. Rational, spouses cannot expect it to act formally, problem, in divorce proceedings, no written record. If conversation took place in 1985, oral agreement not valid. Each retain their stock SP. E.g. 2. No. By statute, in any proceeding commenced before the death of the person who made the will or created a revocable trust, a statement in a will or revocable trust as to the character of the property is not admissible as evidence of transmutation. Issue. Effect of how title is taken, property acquired before 1975. E.g. 1. H and W are married. Before 1975, and with H's participation, community funds are used to purchase a land. Does the special presumption arise if title is taken in the name of W or W, a married woman? E.g. 2, W and X. E.g. 3, H and W, husband and wife or Mr. and Mrs. H. E.g. 4, H and W, as joint tenants with right of survivorship? E.g. 5, H and W. With no reference to their marital status. Rule. Married women special presumption. Where SP was used to take written title in a married woman's name before 1975, and the title did not indicate CP or joint tenancy was intended, the property is presumptively the wife's SP. An exception by paternalism to the general principle that an asset titled in one spouse's name does not overcome the community presumption. This presumption is not rebuttable as against a third-party bona fide purchaser bought from W. But, rebuttable as between Han W. E.g. 1, yes. The land is W's SP. E.g. 2. Yes. W and X hold the land as tenant in common. E.g. 3, no. The land is CP. E.g. 4. No. The land is held by H and W as joint tenancy. E.g. 5, yes, although Han W hold the land as tenants in common. H's 1-2 is held as CP, W's 1-2 is held as SP. At divorce, W winds up with 75%. Her 1-2 and 1-2 of CP and H 25%. In summary. Point 1. Title is taken in W's name alone before 1975. Property is W's SP. Point 2. Title and name of Wand H before 1975, but title is not taken in joint tenancy form, and not as husband and wife or Mr. and Mrs. Property is 1-2 W's SP. 1-2 CP. Point 3. Title and name of W and some third party before 1975. W would be tenant in common with third party. Issue. Presumptions that arise from taking title in joint and equal form. Rule. Joint and equal form means the title lists both spouses' names, such as H. and W. Smith, H. and W. Smith, husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. H. Smith, or H. and W. Smith as joint tenants. Issue. Marriage of Lucas. 1980. E.g. In 1978, Han W. purchased a home for $60,000, using $15,000 of W's SP and $45,000 of CP. Title is taken as H. and W. Smith. W. later contributes $10,000 of her SP for improvements. When H. dies, W. seeks to trace and show that the house is one for SP because of her down payment. W. also seeks reimbursement for improvements made with her SP. Rule. By taking title as joint and equal form, property was presumptively CP. Taking title in a form that raised a CP presumption is inconsistent with idea to reserve a SP interest. Thus, regardless of the spouse's subjective intent, by taking title in CP form the spouse must have intended gift to community, unless there is a proof of an agreement that the spouse was to have a SP interest. As a result, the spouse has no separate ownership interest and has no claim for reimbursement. E.g. In case involving death of one party, Lucas is still law. So, W. has no SP ownership interest and no claim for reimbursement, unless she can establish that there was agreement that W. was to have SP interest or W. was to be reimbursed. Issue. Anti-Lucas Statute for Divorce and Separation. Family Code. E.g. 1. Same fact as above, but W. and H. are in divorce action. E.g. 2. Using $25,000 of CP funds and $25,000 of his SP funds, H. purchases a vacation property for $50,000 cash. On divorce several years later, property is worth $90,000. The deed names H. and W., husband and wife, as grantee. E.g. 3. The deed names H. as grantee. E.g. 4. Using $5,000 in CP funds and $5,000 of W.'s SP, H. and W. purchase a painting for $10,000. Although the receipt names Mr. and Mrs. H. Smith as the buyers, there is not title document. The parties later divorce. Rule. Point 1. Ownership. For purposes of division of property on divorce or legal separation, property acquired during marriage in joint and equal form is presumptively CP, and is subject to equal division on divorce. CP presumption can be rebutted by 1. Express statement in the deed or other instrument of title that the property or portion thereof is SP, or point 2. Written agreement by the parties that the property or portion is SP. 2. Reimbursement, for purposes of division on divorce or legal separation, spouse who made contributions of SP to the acquisition or improvement of CP is entitled to reimbursement without interest for contributions to down payment, improvements, or principal payments on mortgage. DIP. But no reimbursement for SP used to pay interest on mortgage, taxes, insurance, or maintenance. E.g. 1. If no express statement in the deed or other writing indicating any SP interest, W. would not be able to claim 1/4 of the house as SP, but would receive reimbursement without interest for her contributions to down payment. DIP. E.g. 2. The anti-Lucas statutes apply. On divorce, the property is CP and is subject to equal division. Unless H's SP ownership interest is specified in deed or is recognized in separate written agreement between Han W., H is entitled to reimbursement without interest for DIP. E.g. 3. The anti-Lucas statutes do not apply because property was not taken in joint and equal form. Under the source rule and tracing, the property is 1/2 CP and 1/2 H's SP. E.g. 4. The painting is 1/2 CP and 1/2 W's SP under the source rule. The anti-Lucas statutes do not apply because no title document or deed is involved. A receipt is not enough. Issue. Installment purchase pre-marriage, debt paid down with CP post-marriage. Rule. Probation rule, installment purchase before marriage, payment with CP funds after marriage. Or during marriage one spouse inherits property subject to mortgage and pays off note with CP funds, the community estate takes a pro rata portion of the property, measured by the amount. Percentage. Of principal debt reduction attributable to the expenditure of community funds. CP component measured by amount of principal department reduction attributable to community funds, not mortgage interest, property taxes, or insurance. Issue. Hypoge for previous issue, e.g. 1. W buys house for $100,000, paying $20,000 down and signing a note. Secured by a mortgage. For the $80,000 balance. Thereafter, until her marriage to H, W makes mortgage payments that reduce the loan balance to $70,000. After the marriage, W continues to make the mortgage payments out of her salary until the note is paid in full. W dies, leaving a will that devises all my property to X. The house is now worth $500,000. Who takes what? E.g. 2, same facts, except that note not paid off in full when W divorces H. or one of them dies. At the time of divorce, the principal balance of the note has been reduced to $50,000. E.g. 3, in 1994, H takes out a $100,000 whole life insurance policy. Cash value, investment feature. That names his mother as beneficiary. H pays the first annual premium of $2,000 and all subsequent premiums out of his salary. H marries W in 2000, having made 6 premium payments before the marriage, and dies in 2004. 4 additional premium payments during marriage. Without changing the beneficiary designation. Who takes the policy proceeds? E.g. 4, same facts, except that the $100,000 life insurance policy was a term life insurance policy. Pure insurance with no cash surrender value, example, car insurance, the annual premiums were paid by H's employer. Or H could be paid first premium with SP, H marries W, and dies in 2004. Having made final payments with community funds. Rule. E.g. 1, proration rule applies, $70,000 by CP. $100,000, the house is $710,350,000. CP, $310,150,000. W's SP, X winds up with $325,000. 12 of W's CP. 175,000. Plus W's SP, $150,000. E.g. 2, same proration rule applies, $20,000 was reduced by CP. $100,000, the house was $210,100,000. CP, $810,400,000. W's SP, W ends up with $450,000. Her SP, $400,000. Plus her 12 CP, $50,000, H winds up with $50,000. Is 12 CP. E.g. 3, in classifying ownership of whole life insurance policies, proration rule applies. Therefore, the life insurance policy was 610 SP and 410 CP, W will get 20,000.12 CP, e.g. 4. The term insurance policy was 0% SP and 100% CP. Rule for term insurance is that the last premium determines the character. Rational is that each premium is paid for next whole year. Issue. Community funds used to improve SP, e.g. 1. H owns a house at the time of his marriage to W. Thereafter, H spent $50,000 out of his salary to add improvements, increasing the value of the house from $200,000 to $280,000. W has filed for divorce. Do these expenditures for improvements give the community a proportionate share of the ownership of the house? E.g. 2, instead that W owned the house as her SP. Thereafter, H spent $50,000 out of his salary to add improvements, increasing the value of the house from $200,000 to $280,000. In a divorce proceeding, is H entitled to assert a community reimbursement claim for the expenditure of community funds on W's SP? E.g. 3, H and W owns a house as CP. Thereafter, H spent $50,000 of his SP to add improvements, increasing the value of the house from $200,000 to $280,000. In divorce proceeding, can H assert a reimbursement claim? Rule. This situation is governed by the real property doctrine of fixtures. The improvements become part of the property. Expenditure of CP does not change ownership character of property. However, other spouse can bring a claim for reimbursement for the community. The anti-Lucas statutes do not apply because only expenditure of SP on CP triggers anti-Lucas. E.g. 1, no. Governed by doctrine of fixture, the improvements become part of the property. Expenditure of CP does not change ownership character of house. However, W can bring a claim for reimbursement for the community. The community gets greater of expenditure of CP $50,000 or value of improvement $80,000. E.g. 2, there is a split of authority on this issue. Point 1. One appellate court held these facts give rise to presumption of gift to W's separate estate. Therefore, presumption of gift can be overcome only by evidence of an agreement to reimburse community estate. Point 2. The some other appellate courts rejected presumption of gift and granted reimbursement. E.g. 3, yes. This situation is governed by anti-Lucas statutes. When asset is held in joint and equal form, and SP is expended to improve CP, upon divorce, the party who expended SP would get reimbursement. Without interest. For dip, dot note, if issue arises on death of one of the spouses, the situation would be governed by Lucas, and there would be no claim for reimbursement unless there was proof of an agreement to reimburse. Summary. To recap the reimbursement rules triggered by improvements, point 1. If H expends CP to improve own SP, community has reimbursement claim for the greater of the cost of improvements or the enhanced value. 2. If H expends CP to improve other spouse's SP, there is a split of authority on whether there is reimbursement or not. Point 3. If H expends SP to improve CP, it is governed by anti-Lucas statutes. Divorce. Or Lucas. Death. Issue. Commingled bank accounts, e.g. H owned substantial SP at the time of his marriage with W, including $200,000 in a savings account on which H was the only authorized signatory. During the marriage, H deposited his salary checks and additional separate funds into the account. From time to time, H made withdrawals and wrote checks to pay family living expenses and also to buy various assets, title to which was taken in H's name. At the time of divorce action, the amount on deposit is $60,000. H seeks to prove that all assets purchased from the account are his SP by recapitulation accounting theory. He totals all family living expenses during marriage and shows that family living expenses exceeded total of community income by a substantial margin. Therefore, H argues that all CP must have been exhausted and he must have used SP to purchase assets. Rule. The mere fact that SP funds are commingled with CP funds does not transform or transmute the SP into CP. But the burden of proof is on the claiming spouse.H, to show that each asset was purchased with SP funds. Problem with H's recapitulation theory is that it does not show that CP funds were unavailable when each asset was purchased. There is a family expense presumption. It is presumed that expenditures for family expenses. Food, housing, clothing, recreation, etc. were made with community funds. To the extent they are available, even though separate funds were available. Because of commingling and inadequate records, some family expenses may have been paid with SP funds, in which case the presumption is a gift to the community with no reimbursement intended. To defeat this presumption and to satisfy his burden of proof, the claiming spouse can use point 1. Exhaustion method or point 2. Direct tracing method. Quick in, quick out. Point 1. Exhaustion method. E.g. H's records show that on 9/20/95 the account balance dropped to $3,000 that H deposited $20,000 of his separate funds on that date. On 9/22 H wrote a $5,000 check to pay his daughter's tuition bill at private school. Exhausting CP and that on 9/24 H withdrew $10,000 to buy share of stock. Point 2. Direct tracing method, e.g. at a time when $15,000 was in account, H deposited $12,000 of SP funds. 2 days later he wrote a $12,000 check to buy 200 shares of stock. Direct tracing requires that point 1. Sufficient separate funds were available, and dot b, that H intended to use SP funds to buy the asset. Issue. Business owned before marriage greatly increases in value during the marriage. V.S. that E.G. W. owned a company worth $100,000 at the time of her marriage to H in 1986. The couple divorce in 1996, the business is worth $4 million. H contends that a substantial portion of the business is CP. He points out that because of the increased volume of business in 1990s, W worked long hours and on weekends, they rarely took vacations, that H stayed home to watch their daughter, that W drew a modest salary, thus the great increase in the business was from W's labor. W contends that the increase in value stemmed from her incredibly good fortune and timing, that only an idiot could not have made a fortune when the business exploded in the area in 1990s, that she had hired two employees whose ideas contributed on the business's growth, that the salary and bonuses she drew out of the business were substantial, far above the going rate for similar persons. Therefore, since the business was her SPE at the time of the marriage, the business is entirely her SPE. Who wins? Rule. When one spouse brings a SPE business into the marriage and devotes community labor to the management of the business, the community obtains an interest in that business. There are two different methods used to determine the value added by the managing spouse's labor. Under the Pereira accounting method, in which the increase in value of a business is due to the managing spouse's labor, skill and effort, the SPE investment is given a reasonable rate of return and the remainder is deemed CP. Under the Van Camp accounting method, where the increase in value of the business is not due to the managing spouse's services but the character of the business, the community receives a fair market salary less any family expenses already paid and the remainder is SP, Pereira, use, where spouse's time, skill, and effort are major factors in growth of business. Look for instances where spouse contributed creative ideas or develops new techniques, and or worked long hours and only drew modest salary. Under Pereira, pay interest. Legal rate of 10% annum. On value of business at time of the marriage. E.g. If Han W. had been married for 10 years, W. is entitled to the initial $100,000. Value of business at time of marriage. Plus $100,000 in interest. 10x 10,000. Interest at 10%. Therefore, the business is 5% her SP, $200,000.4 million. And the balance is CP Van Camp, use, where capital investment was the major factor in the business's growth, and spouse's skills and efforts were less of a factor. Look for instances where spouse was paid substantial salary and large bonuses, meaning the community was compensated. Under Van Camp, pay value of spouse's services at market rates minus family expenses paid from community funds equals community component. The balance is SP, e.g. If Han W. married for 10 years, and the market rate for executives in comparable positions was $100,000 and living expenses were $80,000 a year, the value of the community component would be $200,000. The business would be 5% CP and the balance W's SP. California Supreme Court held that court is not bound either to adopt Pereira or Van Camp. May select whichever formula will achieve substantial justice between the parties. Issue. Pension benefits. E.g. 1. H had worked for X company for 10 years at the time he married W in 1982. The marriage ended in 1992, and H will be eligible to retire in 2002. In all of these years, H was a participant in X's qualified pension plan, where the pension benefit is measured by years of service. H was not eligible for retirement at the time of the divorce action. W contends that a portion of the pension benefit is CP, e.g. 2. Same facts, except that H was eligible for retirement at the time of the divorce action. W seeks payment of her community share of H's pension benefit even though H has not retired. E.g. 3. What if there was no divorce, and W died leaving a will that devised all my property to Y? Does W's community interest in the pension plan pass under her will to Y? Rule. Employee retirement benefits accumulated during marriage, whether or not vested at the time of divorce, are CP as a form of deferred compensation. Use prorate rule. Years of service while married. Total years employed to retirement. E.g. 1, 1030. Therefore pension benefit would be 1/3 CP if employee is not yet eligible for retirement. In awarding the spouse of the employer a share of the benefit, there are two options. 1. When and if received decree, i.e., if and when received, she gets her share, or 2. Cash her out by awarding other assets of equal value. If employee could have retired at the time of the divorce, his retirement benefit had matured. His election not to retire cannot defeat the spouse's present right. E.g. 2. If a non-participant spouse. NPS. In a qualified pension plan divorces a participant spouse, her CP interest is recognized under federal law. She can get a qualified domestic relations order. QDRO. And receive payments from the plan. And it is divisible. If the marriage ended by death rather than divorce, the NPS has no divisible interest in a qualified plan if she predeceases the participant. The interest is terminated when she predeceased the participant. This is federal preemption under the Employment Retirement Income Security Act. ERISA, which trumps CP laws. Issue. Disability retirement benefits and workers' compensation benefits. Rule. Disability retirement benefits and workers' compensation benefits are treated as wage replacement. Thus, these benefits are classified. Issue. Severance pay. Rule. There is a split of authority on this issue. One rule holds that the severance pay is SP because it replaced lost earnings, which after a divorce or permanent separation would be her SP. The other rule holds the severance pay is CP because it arose from a collective bargaining agreement and was thus earned by employment during marriage. Issue. The employee could elect to take, at his option, either a regular retirement benefit or disability retirement benefit. Rule. The employee cannot elect pension benefit to defeat his spouse's community interest. Therefore, even if he chooses disability retirement benefit, which is generally SP after divorce, his spouse has CP interest in his benefit. Issue. Stock options. EGH, married to W, was employed by the X company on June 10, 1998. On June 10, 2004, X granted H a stock option entitling him to purchase 5,000 shares of company's common stock if he is still employed by the company on June 10, 2008. H and W are divorced in 2006. The economic community ended when H and W permanently separated with an intent not to resume the marital relation. On June 10, 2006. Rule. If the stock option is awarded during marriage but does not vest until after the economic community has ended, there are two proration formulas that are used to determine what portion of the option is CP and what portion is SP, depending on the primary intent of the employer in granting the option. Point 1. If the court determines that the stock options were awarded primarily to reward the employee for his past services, as a form of deferred compensation, the court should employ the marriage of hug proration formula. Years from the date of employment to date economic community ends. Years employment to date option becomes exercisable. E.g. 810 CP. 2. Instead, if that the court determines that the stock options were awarded primarily to encourage the employee to remain with the company, the court should employ the marriage of Nelson proration formula. Years from date options are granted to date economic community ends. Years from option granted to date option becomes exercisable. E.g. 2.4 is equal to 1.2 CP. Issue. Goodwill of a professional practice. Rule. Goodwill are those qualities that generate income beyond that derived from point 1. The professional's labor and point 2. Reasonable return on capital and physical assets. Goodwill of a professional practice to the extent acquired during the marriage is CP. Goodwill is primarily established by expert witness testimony as to its value. Even if there is a buy-sell agreement between a partner and a professional firm which provides any partner who dies or leaves the firm $5,000 for his or her interest in the partnership, this fact is a factor to value his or her goodwill in the partnership but not conclusive. 1. Market sales valuation equals based on sake of business. 2. Capitalization of past excess earnings equals the present value of the future stream of income that the goodwill will generate. Issue. Educational expenses. Rule. Professional degree itself is not property that is subject to division on divorce. However, the community is entitled to reimburse for cost of education if the education enhances the spouse's earning capacity. Reimbursement is still available if the educational expenses were incurred before marriage and the loans were paid with community funds after the marriage. Issue. Defenses to reimbursement of community estate for educational expenses. Rule. Point 1. Community has already substantially benefited from the earnings of the educated spouse. If more than 10 years have elapsed since the degree was awarded, the presumption is that the community has substantially benefited, meaning that unless presumption is rebutted, no reimbursement, or point 2. If other spouse also received a CP-funded education. Issue. During marriage, one spouse is injured in an automobile accident in which the other spouse was the negligent driver, and collected payment in a settlement with the insurance. Rule. Where the other spouse was the tortfeasor, the tort recovery is SP. Otherwise, the tortfeasor would benefit from his wrongful act. Issue. If a third party was the negligent driver. Rule. Where damages are recovered from a third party. Or its insurance, the tort recovery is CP. However, in a property division on divorce or legal separation, that recovery payment money will be awarded entirely to the injured spouse, so long as the money can be traced and was not already spent, unless the interests of justice. Including economic need. Require otherwise. But on either spouse's death, the recovery payment money will be treated as CP. Issue. If one spouse was the negligent driver injured the third person. Rule. The rule is that CP is subject to the tort liability of either spouse. If tortfeasor was performing an act for the benefit of the community. Example, driving to work, driving the kids in a carpool, the liability is first from CP, and then from SP. If tortfeasor was not performing an act on behalf of the community. E.g., driving to liaison with her boyfriend, the liability is first satisfied from SP, and then from CP. A victim. Judgment creditor. Cannot reach the other spouse's SP. The other spouse is not personally liable. Issue. Management rules of CP. Rule. As a general rule, each spouse has equal management and control over all CP, and thus has full power to buy or sell CP and contract debts without the other spouse's joinder or consent. Personal belongings exception. One spouse cannot sell or encumber personal property used in family dwelling. Furniture, furnishings, clothing, etc. without written consent of other spouse. Transaction violating this exception is voidable by other spouse at any time. Business exception applies when a spouse operates a business interest that is substantially all community personal property and has primary management and control of all the business. While this spouse can act alone in all transactions, if the spouse sells, leases, or otherwise encumbers substantially all of the personal property used in the business, must give written notice to other spouse. Issue. Management rule for real CP. CP. Rule. Generally, neither spouse can transfer or encumber their 1/2 interest in real CP. Only entire interest can be transferred or encumbered. Exception, a spouse can unilaterally encumber her 1/2 interest in real CP to pay the family attorney representing her in a divorce action. Family attorney's real property lien. For conveyances. Sell or lease more than a year. Of real CP, joinder of both spouses is required. If one spouse sold the real CP to the buyer without joinder of the other spouse can void the transfer, even the title to the real CP is in the selling spouse's name and the buyer is a bona fide purchaser. However, there is 1-year statute of limitation. If the buyer knew or should have known that the selling spouse was married, he cannot claim the statute of limitation. Issue. Business debts. Rule. Spouses have equal management powers and either spouse can enter into contracts and or incur debts. Therefore, CP can be reached in satisfaction of business debts incurred during marriage. However, the other spouse's SP cannot be reached in satisfaction of business debts because the other spouse is not personally liable. CP can be reached if debt was incurred by one spouse before marriage, with one exception. The earnings of a non-debtor spouse cannot be reached for premarital debts if held in separate account. In which the other spouse has no right of withdrawal. And not commingled with other CP funds. However, after divorce, a creditor cannot reach CP awarded to a spouse, unless that spouse incurred debt or was assigned the debt by the court. Issue. Medical expenses. Rule. The family code provides that each spouse has the duty to support the other spouse and minor children, and each spouse is personally liable for the other spouse's contracts for necessity, including medical bills, hospital stays. Therefore, a spouse's SP can be reached in satisfaction of the other spouse's medical bills. However, if a spouse paid the other spouse's medical bills form SP but CP funds are available to pay medical bills, the spouse can be reimbursed from community estate. A spouse's SP can be reached in satisfaction of the other spouse's medical bills even if, when debt incurred, they had separated and economic community had ended. For purposes of family code, they are still husband and wife until divorce. Quasi-community property. Rule. The threshold issue is whether California community property laws apply, because H and W were married and domiciled in state X, a non-community property state. Quasi-community property. QCP. Is property acquired by either spouse that would have been community property. CP, had the spouses been domiciled in California at the time of acquisition. At divorce, QCP is treated as though it were CP. Thus, all property acquired by H and W while living in state X will be treated as QCP. The property a spouse inherited in state X is not QCP because it would be SP in acquired in California. Issue. Foreign real property. The real property in state X. Rule. For purpose of division on divorce, foreign real property is QCP subject to 50-50 division. Although California court has no jurisdiction over state X land, in making 50-50 division, a California court could award the state X land to one spouse and other assets of equal value to the other spouse, or require a spouse to execute any conveyances that are necessary. Court does have personal jurisdiction over spouses. Issue. In the case of a spouse's death with a will, all my property to X. Rule. As to personal properties that are acquired by the dying spouse, acquiring spouse, treated the same as true CP, meaning the spouse can only devise his 1-2 CP to X. On the other hand, as to the foreign real property, for purposes of division on death, state X law controls. Instead, the dying spouse was not the person who acquired the personal property. Non-acquiring spouse. The non-acquiring spouse does not have power of disposition over QCP if she dies before the acquiring spouse. The QCP system gives protection only if the non-acquiring spouse survives the acquiring spouse. Issue. The properties of a couple moved from CP state. Rule. The properties acquired in the other CP state that would be CP if acquired in CA would be true CP and treated as such. Non-acquiring spouse owns half through the CP system. Issue. Property acquired outside the marital relation, e.g. X and Y are living together in CA, but they are not married. Pooling their resources 50-50, they buy a house, taking title in the name of X and Y, husband and wife. How is title held? Rule. California does not recognize common law marriage. Where people live together and held themselves out as married. Unless where common law marriage is validly contract in another state. Thus only spouses and registered domestic partners can have CP, e.g. X and Y does not hold the house as CP. They own it as tenants in common owning 1-2 each. Issue. Rule. The property relationship between cohabitants are governed by contract law, either express or implied from conducts. However, contracts between cohabitants are not enforceable to the extent that they are explicitly founded on consideration of sexual services. Absent a contract, each cohabitant keeps what he acquired. Issue. Putative spouse. Rule. A putative spouse is not lawfully married, but has a good faith belief based on objectively reasonable grounds that she is lawfully married. The assets acquired by putative spouse are called quasi-married property, and when they split, the assets are split 50-50, same as true CP. Once putative spouse learns that her marriage is invalid, she no longer obtains putative spouse property rights.